I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Michael Kay is on the radio today, and he ain't afraid to say what he's thinking.
It's a Michael Kay show.
Michael Kay is on the radio today. Turn it up, it's time to get on with the show. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
And a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael Kay Show. We thank you for joining us on another rainy day, a Wednesday, a Would You Wednesday. And the date is March 6, 2024. Michael, Don, and Peter with you. Hope you're enjoying the day as best you can.
You look terrific.
What do you mean?
Well, I have not seen you guys in years. Didn't know what you looked like. I mean, this is a good thing and a bad thing.
Right.
I now see you in legitimately in a completely different way.
How so?
I could not. I was blind, and now I see. These glasses are. You got no.
So this is not how I look. You can actually see. You mean?
Yeah. It's no. It's actually. When was the last time you? How long have you had glasses for?
For a long time.
So you've had some variation of not
reading
great.
Glasses for like 4 or 5 years.
And what about, that's it though?
But and these, like the progressives, a year.
And you didn't find like a huge deal when you put them on the
no,
first
time? No,
because
I don't have, I mean, I could see distance fairly well. This is better at night, or if I'm tired, I'm
but
doing
like,
a game.
It, when you take them off right now and look at me, don't hurt yourself. And then you put them on.
Well, it's
I don't get much crispier.
You've always been crispy to me. A little bit. Again, my main problem is reading.
You guys, I mean, I'm seeing everything.
So you like the beard is what you're saying?
You know, I got to tell you, the beard is doing better than I thought it would.
Wow.
It's doing a little better than I thought it would.
Am Don? I close to Don forming it into a Pusick and then I paid off my bet? Or does it have to be longer?
No, it's got to be a little longer, don't you think?
I don't know. I'm asking you. A little longer?
We're a week or two away.
I need to ask.
But you have a cutoff at the 28th. It goes away on the 28th.
That's even the 28th is less than
I need to.
That's more than 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now.
Yeah.
Can Anthony? I'm trying to see, but his chin is obscured by the computer
and the Pusick.
Can he like hold a pencil in the hair? Like is because that to me is
he's
the line.
He's never going to get to Pusick. Like the thickness of that thatch is
it's impressive.
It's impenetrable.
It yeah.
It's impregnable.
But I think what Michael's trying to angle for here, because I think he can live with the beard, because he's getting compliments on it and all that. The Pusick's going to look
heinous. No, I hate
heinous.
The beard. I'm not,
I know physically you don't like it. It irritates you.
Right.
But you are getting compliments. People like it. You had a picture that went viral over the weekend.
That was because of what I was wearing on my beard.
The beard had a lot to do with it. I may be exaggerated. It had everything to do with it, but it had a lot to do with it. What Peter, he can live with the beard he's hoping that like the 27th, we have him shave it down to a Pusick, he has it for a day, and then he's clean shaven. He's angling to keep the beard and then just have the Pusick for a day.
No. I'm willing to keep the Pusick for the next week if you think this is fine. But if you want
to No. The thing is if you're going to shave it down to a Pusick, then it stays till the 28th.
Well, then I'll wait. I'll wait for the last week.
But see, so you are angling to have the Pusick for as short as possible.
I'm looking to pay my bet off. If this is enough, then I would shave it to the Pusick.
And then the next day he would shave.
No, I want one day. I give you a week if the.
I think a week's fine, though. I never expected more than a week. I'm just being honest.
I don't know how it would look. It's still.
It's not ready. No, it's not ready.
It's still cooking, is what you said.
It's still cooking. You got to keep cooking.
You know who wasn't cooking yesterday?
I bet you're going to say the Knicks.
Yeah.
Bing bong!
As they say in the business, that's not a good loss. A good loss.
There aren't many, but. I'm getting a little tired.
Oh, no.
Of having the conversation that we can't. We can't. I don't want to, kill's too strong, but we can't criticize this team because they're all banged up. And so every time they lose, well, what do you expect, Don? No Brunson. They're hurt. They don't have anybody healthy to be able to do it. I mean, how do you expect them to go out there and win without some of their best players? I'm sorry. I should be able to beat you up if you lose to the Atlanta Hawks. Hawks stink. Right? They just got swept by the Nets.
They got beaten two games in a row. And they were in New York for a week. So you're just thinking they're probably out partying, too.
And you were a point and a half favorite to win the game. You lost by 16.
It's not what you want.
And so all I'm saying is that I'm asking them to do something they're not capable of. But let's not excuse every loss and say, well, they're banged up. So it's okay to get destroyed by the Pelicans. It's okay to almost lose to the Pistons and have to have a Fugazi non-call to save your bacon. Lose 16 to the Atlanta Hawks and just say, well, Don, what do you expect? No, I think that you can look at it and say that's a bad loss. And now what are you going to do against Orlando? What if Brunson can't go there? You're going to beat Orlando?
And right now, Don, you're tied with Orlando for the fourth and fifth spot. So you're slowly dropping out of the first six because you're tied essentially with, not essentially, all have the same amount of losses. The Magic, who you're playing Friday, then the Knicks have 26, the Heat have 26, they're sixth, and then the Sixers have 26, they're seventh. You're dropping into the play-in, I'm telling you.
Now, Maxey will be back before Randall, right?
I mean, you would think so.
So, I mean, the Sixers have really bottomed out here without Embiid and Maxey. Maxey was out because of the concussion protocol. So, is Maxey going to be back for those two games against the Knicks?
He could be. So
who knows what ends up happening over the next three, and then you go out west. And I know it's Portland, it's Sacramento, but it's always tough to go out west. So all I'm saying is that you've got to grab. We said it before the game. There's going to be games you are not going to be able to win because of your injuries. But there are games you should win. Last night was a game you should win. And now, if you want to make up for it, now you're going to have to grab a game. Well, actually, you did. You grabbed the game against Cleveland when Brunson got hurt. Now you've wasted that.
You neutered that game.
Because nobody would have batted an eye if they lost to Cleveland after Brunson got hurt, right? And then they would have beat up on Atlanta, and we'd be in the same boat. So you threw away what you did against Cleveland, and they can't afford to do that.
What I didn't like about the game yesterday, they got pretty open looks. They missed so many threes. I mean, DiVincenzo had an awful game. Hart didn't score in the first half. Maybe these guys are exhausted. I don't know what we expect from them.
They probably are.
But you should expect to beat a team that just lost to the Nets twice.
But can you come up with something? What were they, 16 for 52?
Yeah, it was,
so at some point, you say, let's this isn't working. I mean, it's almost like a whole game of John Starks. It's like, well, when do you stop throwing up threes if they're not going down? I mean, 16 for 52? Is there another way to score? Can we try something different?
What are you guys saying though? Are you giving up on the season?
I'm not giving up, but they're in danger of putting themselves in a position in the playoffs that is not optimum for them to advance.
The play-in game is very realistic.
I mean, the best thing for the Knicks right now, guys, would be to finish sixth. If they finish sixth, they're probably playing the Cavaliers. There's something about the Cavaliers that the Knicks, they've got their number, and they will advance them to the second round. But if they finish fifth, where they are right now, I don't like their chances playing the Bucks. I'm sorry, I don't.
How could you?
I just don't. Sorry.
So, you mean even with everybody back?
Yeah.
I still maintain that if they get in with everybody back and healthy, you got a shot. You got to believe they could be the team they were. Anything?
Well, I got
that wrong. Get everyone back?
Fourth place, five.
Right.
Sixth place, three. That's, so, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. And then the winners, the two play-in winners, that one plays the Bucks and one plays the Celtics. So the Knicks could beat the Bucks. They could beat the Cavs. I'm not saying they would beat the Bucks, but they could. They can. I don't think they could beat the Celtics, even fully healthy. I think the Celtics are a machine this year. This is the best Celtic team I've seen in a long time. Getting Jrue Holiday was a huge acquisition for them.
I guess,
and Porzingis has made them different, too.
He's not Porzingis. I don't feel bad for him.
And then you doubted Brad Stevens. How could you doubt that?
No, I really didn't. I was just sad. We've been over this so many times. Yeah, I was just sad to see Marcus go.
Yeah, that's
go.
All.
That's it.
You don't get it because you're not a fan anymore.
Well, he doesn't understand.
No, but I'm going to put it in the terms you can understand.
I can't understand.
Let's say the Yankees, when the Yankees dealt Bobby Mercer.
It killed me. But I didn't. It ended up being a great trade.
Well, but I'm saying. But
it won them two World Series.
But both could be true. Where you say, you know what? That was a good deal. But I still miss Bobby.
But you know what? The deal that for Bobby Mercer was not a good deal. It's a deal that they made to correct that deal. They traded Bobby Mercer for Bobby Bonds.
For Bobby Bonds,
and
yeah.
then they traded Bobby Bonds for Ed Figueroa and Mickey Rivers. But, that right, won them right, two so let's make
it,
World Series.
So let's make it apples to apples.
Right.
Let's say they traded Bobby Mercer to San Francisco for Bonds. And right. Bonds and Bonds raked.
Yeah.
All right. And at the time you loved the deal because it made the Yankees better. So you're happy about that, but you're still sad that your childhood idol got traded. Well, that's all he was saying.
No. Wait a minute. He did not like getting Porzingis.
No. I didn't hate it. I just wasn't thrilled. Am I really supposed to get excited about Porzingis?
Right. And I said, yeah, you are.
And you in that case.
But
that,
he got it. He got it. Unfortunately, Porzingis wasn't enough to make the pain go away of Smart getting traded.
Right, at the time. Feeling
That's
great.
That's all he's saying, but I think he got the deal. See, he understood the deal.
You don't understand how much I love Bobby Mercer. When they traded Bobby Mercer, I was crushed. But I was bright enough, unlike Peter, that I understood the value of the trade.
Well, that, or did you ever produce an album in which there was a Bobby Mercer song on it?
That's right. Did you?
I produced Dreams.
We don't need to hear about what you produced in your dreams, but
I dreamt about Bobby Mercer.
I was coming off of a playoff game in which I said, you know what? Enough is enough done. Let me buy the best Marcus Smart jersey they got because he's my forever guy. And then immediately was traded.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
It smarted.
So how old were you when you did that?
43.
Yeah, you should stop buying jerseys. Just saying.
Why?
Because I just don't think you should be walking around with another man's jersey on.
God, that's like so like Jay-Z of you.
What do you mean Jay-Z of me? What does that mean?
Well, Jay-Z stopped wearing jerseys in like 2003.
Well, I had a rule, Michael.
Yeah.
Player has to be younger than you? Yes. I mean, older than you?
Has to be older than me.
So there's nobody you could wear right now other than...
Because it is a little uncomfortable.
Maybe Tom Brady's jersey he could wear.
I used to feel the way that you're saying. I used to observe that as well. And then as time went on, I'm like, but if you still love the teams, like, I'm not going to wear a Sidney Crosby jersey?
No, I'm going to tell you why.
Sid's younger than me.
I want you to...
Don, that's a forever jersey.
Picture this.
They'll be wearing them in 30 years.
Picture this, okay? You have a baby. You're walking in the stroller with Little Guadalupe in the stroller.
And
you're
name walking, of my 14th book.
You're walking...
Little Guadalupe in the stroller.
You're walking down Columbus Avenue with the Marcus Smart jersey, your hairy arms out. It just doesn't look right. It looks like you abducted the child rather than that father.
I'll have you know this. I'll have you know this about the Marcus jersey.
What's that?
The only places that I would have worn that jersey.
Yeah.
Because it's not like a legend and it's not like a Mitchell Ness, like gorgeous old throwback like I have a collection of. That jersey would have been worn to games, potentially.
Right.
And at the beach. That is it. That is all that jersey was meant to be.
So that finals game you went to against the Warriors.
I brought it straight back to my beach estate. I brought it right back there. I put it in the closet. It is meant for the beach with flip-flops. That's what you're wearing that for.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. If I ever see you pushing Guadalupe in a stroller with some kind of jersey on, I'm calling child services.
Well, what if it's a vintage?
Because it just doesn't seem right
What if it's
doesn't
a vintage?
Doesn't matter, vintage.
Hold on.
If you're wearing a Jackie Robinson jersey, that's okay?
Yeah, no.
You're 44 years old.
So I can't wear a Hank Aaron
Jackie
jersey?
Jackie was older than you.
Like by 75 years.
Yeah, I think it just hits different if it's a player that's younger than you. I get it, but
Michael's not saying that. Michael's saying anything. Michael's saying no jerseys ever.
I think it's time. Well, you should collect. You can collect
also
them.
He thinks the child services should have you taken away just because of the jersey. He's obviously trying to make a point by going above and beyond.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people listening are upset with me because a lot of people do wear jerseys to games and all of that.
Especially the Yankee games.
Yeah. I baseball jersey a little different to go to a game.
Oh, perfect?
But I still don't think I would.
I got to be honest.
You still wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it.
There's
no.
a bunch of listen. I think there's jersey etiquette. Now,
Tell me, is this New Jersey etiquette or
no? This is jersey etiquette.
Okay.
Sweater etiquette if we're talking hockey.
Okay.
Just to put it in perspective. And these are just my rules. You can do what you want. It's a free country.
That's right.
But I don't think you wear jerseys of players that are younger than you. And you don't wear jerseys that don't fit anymore. I'm telling you, I love them all.
I don't think you wear clothes that don't fit anymore, but
you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, especially with hockey, okay? Because the jerseys are supposed to be much bigger. But I go to the Garden, I see guys wearing like 50-year-old men wearing Zibanejad jerseys, and I could like see their belly button. It's like, dude,
it's too much.
Give up on it, man.
Time
it's
to move
over.
On. Yeah. Don't devalue these men is what you're saying.
Now, the Zibanejad might be a bad example. Maybe it's a Messier jersey. Now, Messier's 60.
Right.
If he was a day.
So you could have a Messier jersey. So you've passed the grade as far as you're younger than Messier. But you've had the jersey since 94. You've picked up a full bill weight-wise since 94.
100 pounds.
And you're walking around. You're walking around like it's a...
No. Well, Don, who are you talking about? These people sound like slovenly peas.
Yes. They do come across as slovenly. And they think they're getting away with it because it's a Messier jersey and they've had it since 94. And their record is 56-7-2 when they go to games. But at some point, you got to give up.
Can I tell you the truth? I actually dress up generally for games these days because I don't do that much socially, and when I go out to events at the Garden or the Barclays Center, I'm always dressed nicely. I don't wear
like today. You look terrific.
This is like more businessy attire than I would wear to the Garden or. How are you feeling about the glasses today? When you see the whole ensemble,
it fits the ensemble. Again, it has serial killer vibes.
I will tell you something. I realized the second I put the glasses on with the prescription in.
Yeah,
a bunch of people had told me. Not in the mean way you did, calling me Jeffrey Dahmer. But other people said to me who were just glasses wearers, they said, hey, you got like fashion frames. You're probably not going to want to wear those all the time. And I didn't understand because I've never worn glasses.
Right.
I'm like, glasses are glasses. The second, Don, I was at home for a half hour wearing these things, I was immediately thinking, I need glasses like you have right now. Like something light that I can just throw on to wear. Because they really are. There's meat here. There's girth. You know what I'm saying?
Unfortunately. Like
how much those? Can I see how much those weigh?
These are very light. Very light. There's no frames.
Oh, right? Yeah. This is like a different... It's like a... Honestly, it's like a third the weight of my glasses. So I need some of these.
Do you see your wife differently now? I mean, do you see how beautiful she is? I don't think you've really ever grasped that.
You know what?
He married her.
He married a blur. Now he actually sees the goddess that she is.
I was Larry Blurred.
Larry Blurred.
And now I know. It was nice. Nice
so
to see
you
him.
Just went, you know, it's a hot blur, I'll marry her.
Yeah. I like what I'm seeing with this blur.
Right. And now you see every curve and...
But Michael, relax. Please.
Oh my God.
Save yourself. It's his wife.
I understand.
She's a very attractive woman, but I don't...
She's hot.
You can't, but you can't.
I can't say your wife is hot?
No, it's not that. You can. That's fine.
Right.
But what Don's saying is the way you do it...
You think I'm being lecherous?
You went over...
Let the audience decide.
But I wanted to stop you because you started with every curve, and I really felt...
Might be a lost cause, my G.
If I let you go another 30 seconds, you would have dug yourself a hole. You would not have been able to get out.
No, I know where to stop. I know where to stop.
You barely... most people would say you don't know where to stop.
So Paul Pierce was on KG Certified. It's another guy with a podcast. And he talked about the Knicks this year. You want to hear what Paul Pierce has to say? Paul Pierce the other day on a podcast said he never pooped in his pants during a playoff game.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a made-up story?
He said it would have never... I couldn't have done it that fast. He said I never would have been able to get back if I actually pooped in my pants.
Because you have to change underwear and like it's a whole thing.
Right. So he said not true.
Went commando.
Here's Paul Pierce.
The Knicks is like an Instagram model.
Here you go.
I'll be on Instagram, man, and I'll be like, damn, she fine? Then you catch them in person, and you like, this you? There's too many filters.
It's two different things. It's reality versus digital.
So what am I watching on TV then, P?
The Instagram model.
They got that Fashion Nova on.
I ain't no Knicks fan or none of that. I'm just calling it how I see it. The Knicks, I'm seeing what the wave is, bro. They want the Knicks and Celtics, bro.
What did he say?
There's a lot of things translate, Peter.
Because I have no idea. What
he was all over the place.
So he's saying it's like looking at an Instagram model, and then in reality, they're not
great.
Which is not fair because they're banged up.
Well, so is the Instagram model. Apparently.
And then he's saying that they're setting it up to so that it'll be Knicks Celtics in the conference final. So is he in? Is he out? What's going on?
Yeah. In, you're out.
I don't quite understand what he means because every time you see the Celtics, the Knicks, you're seeing them. Does he just mean like on, you think they're good because the story's kind of hot and people have been talking about them and the record's good, but then you really see them and you go, this team's not good?
But if you saw them recently and were like, well, this isn't what they said, well, because you're missing Randall. They didn't have Brunson last night. Of course they're going to look different.
Mm-hmm.
That was a waste of time, that cut. Can you remove it from the system, please?
All right, remove. Now, I've got a question to ask you, Don, and you're not really good with this stuff, but maybe you'll have an answer for me.
Okay.
So, when you do a Yankee game now, in spring training, there's so many changes,
sure.
Right? So, they put you on a master list of like 20 people, and every change that happens, this guy's in, he's batting eighth, this guy coming in, who's on deck, stuff like that. I'm not doing these games. And the thing is constantly lighting up. I mean, I've had 70 different text messages. Would I be a jerk if I told the people down in Tampa, take my name off that list?
Yeah, because then you'll be the first to complain the next time you do a game, and then you're not on the list.
But the next time I do a game, I'll ask to go back on the list.
Well, let's make
but we're doing like 25 games, and I'm seeing these things pop up constantly.
Let's make it to where everybody can understand it.
Okay.
Because this happens to me with you guys. We have a text chain among everybody on the show.
Right.
So it's everybody on the show.
You said something on the text chain today that was outrageous.
And people enjoyed it. Right? And John Winthrop. Right? And we're all on there. What do you think about this guest? What do you think the open should be? How's the back of your belly? All that.
Right.
And then sometimes Peter and Michael will get into a back and forth. And there'll be like 20 and has nothing to do with everybody else where I feel like picking up the phone and say, all right, can you take me off? I don't care
but
about
you don't
your
do
little
it.
Private conversation.
But you don't do it.
Because if you were a gentleman, mm-hmm. you would text him just privately
we
and continue the conversation. It usually doesn't happen between you two. It'll usually be, hey, John, can I take off next week? And oh, I'll look into it, Michael. Okay, because I'm like, I don't need to hear this. Get off it. So it's kind of like you. I let it ride. Because I don't send the text. I feel it'll be rude, and then I'd be removed, and you forget to put me back on, and I'll miss the next day. Let it ride is my answer.
All right, here, Emily Kaplan is reporting.
Yes.
Well, they're great.
Hearing the New York Rangers are closing in on a trade for Kraken center Alex Wenberg.
Yes.
Thoughts?
He's nice.
He's not great.
Well, I mean, he's got 8 goals.
Not a move, a needle move.
Well, no, it's an improvement. But I think the people that they were rumored to get, this might have been on the lower end. I mean, it's not Adam Henrique who got traded. Vetrano didn't get traded. And Neil Smith is reporting that Vetrano will not get traded because they've already used up their 3 where you can take money on the cap.
Right.
So it doesn't look like Vetrano is going to get traded. So I could see a Ranger fan going, maybe we could have done better. But it is clearly an improvement. He's a nice player. He used to play for the Blue Jackets. He's done well there in Seattle. That's a nice move. But of the players that they were rumored to get, it might not move the needle as much, but it still puts them in a much better position.
But the trade deadline's Friday, so they still could do something else.
Yeah, but apparently somebody didn't tell general managers. Mike, we were sitting there in the meeting, and mm-hmm. I would have thought that maybe it was Friday. I didn't realize it. There were like, Anthony, what was it, like 7-8 deals that happened like in a 30-minute span? I'm like, we still got 2 days, people. But
that's smart.
That's why the NHL trading deadline is the best of the 4 majors.
But also, that's why it was smart when Leon Rose got OG Anunoby. At the end of December.
No, it's right.
Yeah, you get ahead of the crowd.
But, you know, we're getting down to it, and the NHL wants it 40 days before the end of the regular season, and there's still 20-some-odd games left for teams, and there's just a lot of movement because there's a lot of teams that feel like they can win, and there's teams that now there's interest because they're selling pieces off. So we'll see.
Hey, it's game time, everybody. Brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Nobody in action locally. Not even St. John's.
No.
St. John's did beat up DePaul
yesterday. Yeah, they did.
Slapped them around.
It's 4 straight wins.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of deserving of maybe being on the list, is what you're saying.
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not talking about the bubble. You're talking about the game time list.
And I'm talking about the game time
list. Yeah. Well, the next game, I think, is Saturday. So Anthony doesn't have to worry about it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
That's game time brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly.
I got something exciting to tell you during the break.
During the break, but not for the
not
listener.
For the air. And when I say exciting, I mean irritating. But I'm excited to tell you.
Interesting.
So if Michael comes back in a worse mood, just know it's from something I told him during the break.
Oh no!
Is it something? Is Natalie mad at me because I said how beautiful she is?
I'd rather not say.
Wow. 1-800-919-3776. It's Would You Wednesday too.
Oh, that's
right.
We
got some great Would You today. Yeah, it's gonna move the needle. Gonna move.
Really?
Yeah.
It's gonna move something.
Yeah, right here on Yes 98.7. But first, Don wants to tell us about bathrooms.
I'm Don LaGrega here to tell you about my friends at Bathfitter. They remodeled my mom's bath, did an awesome job. The process was easy. One expert installer, even with the customization she needed for a cast iron tub. It was done in one day with no demo or mess. It's a beautiful, high-quality, permanent solution. Bathfitter provides a lifetime guarantee. 3 million happy customers like my mom. For a limited time, get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete Bathfitter system. So start designing your bath today at BathfitterDesign.com. There's only one bath.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
I also want to take a quick moment to say on my Instagram account, Rosenberg Radio, wherever you find Instagram.
I think you find it on Instagram.
Usually on Instagram. Yeah. I threw up a clip of me and Beetle from our podcast talking about Caitlin Clark. Don, I'm going to show you. It's maybe my favorite piece of content I've ever posted. They just did a beautiful job editing it. So when I made fun of old people, Don, and I did like my old man voice, they changed the you'll see. It's a beautiful piece of content. I have a hunch some of our listeners will get annoyed when they view it. So I look forward to it.
Interesting. 1-800-919-3776.
It wasn't interesting.
It really wasn't that interesting.
It wasn't.
It was a nice promo for your show.
Thank you.
That's all you care about.
Well, right. But yeah. I don't know if I needed the interesting at the end, you know?
You know what? Don, I'm sorry, but it's become a crutch. Now that you guys have made me know it. It's a crutch.
No. But here's the thing. It's a reveal. It's not a crutch. When you find something interesting, you say interesting.
No.
When you find something that's not interesting, you say interesting. So it's up to us to decipher the tone.
No, usually if I say interesting, I don't find it interesting.
No, always.
Don, there could be times.
If he were to stop and go, you know what? That's very interesting. Then I'd believe he means it.
Right.
Normally, if Michael finds something interesting, he follows up with another question. He's a very inquisitive man, a journalist by nature.
His crutch is to use the word. Like he'll say, strange. So it's a word that he uses. I know when he's disinterested.
And it's every time he says interesting.
Pretty much. But there's other times. There's other crutch words where I could tell, you know what? I just said something that Michael either didn't hear or didn't care.
Will you do me a favor? The next time you catch either an interesting that's not him saying he's bored, I want you to call it out. Or when you hear him use a word that's not interesting that suggests he's bored, I want to know.
I won't do it the next time. I'll do it every time.
Thank you.
So it's kind of a game.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Let's go to VJ in Long Island. VJ.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Michael, Don, Peter, the Tribal Chief Rosenberg. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Listen, I'm going to preface my comment by saying, Don, I love you. I really do. Uh-oh. But I got to understand, man, what's the problem with the Knicks? Your tone, your comments are harsh with the Knicks, man. If this team was constructed the way it was, the way it is right now from the beginning of the season to now, this would be a bottom feeder team. They're not good. The fact is the record is better than the Atlanta Hawks, but the Atlanta Hawks had the best player on the court last night.
Then why were they favored by a point and a half and they lost by 16? All I'm saying is I know why they're in the situation that they're in. Then let's not talk about them anymore. Of course they're going to lose because they're banged up. But there are times where even with the personnel they have on the court, I can no longer grade them. I can no longer criticize them. Everything is a pass now. You beat the Cleveland Cavaliers without Brunson in Cleveland. So you do have ability. You have talent. And you got crushed by an Atlanta Hawk team that stinks.
You can criticize them. I'm not taking away the criticism on the Knicks. No, Don. No, you're not, man. No, you're not. You're saying this team isn't good and they should have won the game against the Hawks. They're not going to win every game with the way that they're constructed.
But wait a minute, BJ. Right. Let me play the role of Peter here. I'll defend Don. This is a team that lost twice to the Nets. The Nets are terrible. The Nets then lost to the Grizzlies. So you're telling me that even without Brunson, they shouldn't beat the Hawks without Trae Young?
I'm saying the way that this team is constructed, they did not have the chance to win against the Hawks last night.
Well, how do you say that?
Vegas said they have a percentage.
Vegas said they were one and a half point favorites in the game.
Then you beat Cleveland. Like, so all I'm saying is you need to find a way to win some of these games. You wiped away what happened against the Cavaliers.
And you beat Cleveland with this exact lineup. You had Jalen Brunson for 40 seconds. That's it. So this exact lineup.
Mike and Don, come on. You guys are sports guys. You guys understand. There's certain times. Your main player goes down the way that you did. You get a performance like that from Josh Hart. You get a performance like that from Dante DiVincenzo. If the threes dropped last night, they were going to win. But you can't criticize them for taking the threes when you got Bogdanovich playing 40 some odd minutes that can't defend a broom flying by him. This team is not the best constructed right now.
So they're
now.
Done.
So when they're going to
they're
take
done
the
until everybody comes back. I refuse to believe that.
I'm not saying they're done.
Well, then what are we saying?
No,
man,
he's done.
Man.
No, but no, you're saying they're done.
Every single L that they take, we got to understand. I know sometimes the answer is not as easy to accept that they're just going to lose, but that's the answer. Sometimes they're just going to lose.
Right.
Because they're not going to come out to win that way.
But you've got Orlando coming up. You've got back-to-back games against Philadelphia. You've got a West Coast trip coming up. So there's certain moments that if you're going to survive this, that you have to find a way to be able to win that game because it's so hard to win when you're banged up. And when you lose to an Atlanta Hawk team by 16 points, a game that you're home, you're favored, a team that just got swept by the Nets, a Nets team that lost to the Memphis Grizzlies the other day, those are games you got to win. And I'm actually coming from a place where I think they have got the ability to do that. So I'm not being hard on them. I'm saying if you are going to survive this, there are certain games that you have to go out there and win. That was a bad loss last night. It was. I'm sorry.
It was a tough loss, but the 16-point loss was a loss that was exasperated at the end of the game. That game was close. The Knicks came back and brought it close to that game. They just didn't have it in the final 4 to 5 minutes.
Wait a minute. VJ. I'm sorry. You just described an NBA game. So they fell behind by 22. They closed it to 2. And then that climb back tired them out. They couldn't hit shots, and they lost. They lost by a lot. They lost going away. You can't get anything positive out of that. That's not a good team. I mean, you could say DeJounte Murray is a good player. He is. That's not a good team. That's not a team that should beat you without Trae Young. I'm sorry, it's not.
And I understand any given night, but there's just certain games. We play the win-loss-loss-loss-win game. Are they going to be able to survive? What's their record going to be when they get Randle back? And I'm sorry, home against Atlanta, that's a game that you're supposed to win. The Detroit game, you know how bad that loss would have been if they called that foul? And then you had to exert yourself to beat the Pistons, an 8-win team? Non-competitive against the Pelicans without Brunson. All right, I'll give them that. The Pelicans are a really good team. Atlanta's not a good team.
Hey, welcome back, yes, by the way. Right. The game is over. Just took 2 hours and 18 minutes.
Not bad.
And,
yeah.
I'll tell you this too, Michael. Then when they go out west, I mean, I think Portland's one of those games. You're going to have to win that game. I don't want any excuses.
I don't want to say I was right. But yesterday I said, you know, don't look at this game as an easy win for the Knicks, because I don't think any game's an easy win for the Knicks.
Nobody's saying it's easy.
But they should have won.
But
especially when the Nets beat them twice.
But if your attitude's going to be like VJ's attitude, well, listen, we're banged up, then I guess you expect to lose every game they play until they get.
And that's why we keep saying they're going to drop into the play-in.
If that's the case, then this team is going to be in a heap of trouble when they do get their players back. So if you can go out there and beat the Cleveland Cavaliers on national television in Cleveland without Brunson, would you lose them in the first quarter?
Brunson? You lost him in the first minute.
Right. So then that shows what you're capable of doing.
The same team that lost to the Hawks beat the Cavaliers. And that same team that the Knicks beat ended up just beating the Celtics and ending their winning streak.
All I'm saying is, and I'm going to take you inside our meeting. Because obviously the open was with the Knicks. And what did I say in the meeting? I'm tired of this whole, well, we can't kill them because they're banged up. Then why even bother talking about them? So now we can't. This is it. They're going to lose every game they play. So we'll celebrate when they win, but when they lose, it's like, all right, sorry. You think that's the way that Thibodeau is behind the scenes? I'm sure he was disgusted by losing that game because he understands the importance of it. So, yeah, you're playing without Brunson, you're playing without Randall, you're playing with a compromised Hartenstein, but you're also playing a team that's not very good. And you lost by 16. And Michael's absolutely right. Okay, it was a close game. He ended up losing by 16. That's the NBA. Every game's 20 points, down to 2, then goes back to 20 again. You've lost 116 to 100.
Let's go to Peter in Brooklyn. Peter.
Hey, boys. What's going on?
How you doing?
Hey, really good. Trying to make calling in a little bit more of a habit. So I have an interesting Would You Wednesday. Well, I had two of them, but I know we only have time for one. So if you guys were non-sports fans, just like regular Joe callers calling into the show,
right,
which one of you would be Ira from Manhattan, Ira from Staten Island, Richard from Manhattan, or Griff from Connecticut of you three?
I think I would.
Don would be Ira.
I think I would be Ira.
I don't think Peter or I can be Griffin or Richard.
Really?
But Peter would be Griffin. Griffin's all over the place with his teams, right? He's a Yankee fan. He's a Washington Capitol fan. He's a New Orleans Saints fan. Peter would be Griffin.
But there's no way I could be Richard because if you told me God was on the other line, I don't think I'd wait on hold for 3 hours.
But taking the fun out of the game.
But you would
be Richard. But when you would, with the information that we have, I'm known as an obsessive diehard fan about teams. I'm Ira. Peter's Griffin because he likes different teams in other markets.
You though,
I know. None of us are like these. But we've got to play the game.
Why? Sometimes you have to say bad question.
Well, no. Because when we do the the cuddle, marry, kill. No, nobody's marrying, cuddling, or killing anybody. Yeah. You can play the game, or whatever it is. I don't know. But Michael with his memory and his knowledge and how long he's been around sports, that's Richard. Richard brings up stuff from the 60s. Michael can do that.
True.
So Dan Reilly is a good listener to the show. I guess. Michael really needs to learn to keep it clean. I'm cleaning that up. Because it's one thing for someone like me at 30 to be doing similar things that he does. It's another thing entirely for him to be doing that. Because I'm 63, I can't think a woman's attractive.
Is that what he means?
That's what he means. Like, I can't say your wife...
No, good looking. It should only be that you think he's skeevy because he's my friend and talking about my wife. But his age doesn't have that much to do with it, I don't think.
Yeah, because if Michael was 30, you'd still feel uncomfortable he's talking about your wife.
Maybe
what
worse.
He's saying is he doesn't, because he's young, right? Dan, how old is Dan?
He said he's 30.
Dan thinks that when you get to 63,
You're dead.
That things aren't working anymore. He's like, what are you doing?
Also, you have no worries. Your wife is repulsed by me. I know that. I can see it in her eyes.
I can only assume that, but we don't know that. But that said,
Dan thinks you're playing pool with a rope.
But maybe it does it a little better given
Michael's. He's wrong.
Maybe it's.
He's dead wrong.
Maybe it's a little better given Michael's age, seeing as he's a man who's almost 70 years old.
I'm not almost 70. You're almost 50.
So,
let's go to Spike. He's a man of age. Hello, Spike.
A man of age. Hey, Spike.
I got on because of age. Huh? I like that. Listen, things work up until a certain point, and then you need help. That's the way the world is today.
Right. Well, Michael's not to that point.
Yeah, nothing blew in my diet. Don't worry, I'm fine.
You don't need anything anyway but the same five things. That's why people love you. Listen, here's what I see with the Knicks. You're 100% on point. I got to would you, but if you, Peter, and Don weren't there, this is what the Knicks are dealing with now, my analogy. It's like bringing Danny, myself, and Richard in to run the show. It's very, very difficult. The Knicks got back even, boys. They didn't get to 2. They got it back even on a Josh Hart, who's playing out of his mind, layup. And, of course, all the blame is going to go on Thibodeau. If you didn't have Thibodeau, you wouldn't be here. They're playing so shorthanded. The three guys at the end of the bench, which always makes me laugh, because one guy's named Charlie Brown. It just makes me laugh. I don't know if he's a good player or not, but he's not even using those three guys. You can't play 25-minute-a-night players 40 minutes, day in and day out. And I'll tell you another thing about Trae Young. Atlanta plays better. Trae Young's going to be moved in the offseason to Dallas. He's a terrific player offensively, but he's rated as one of the worst three players in the league defensively. So this is the way I'll see it. I'm going to give you my would you and listen to the answer. Would you rather have the Knicks finish 6th and play the Cavs, who they've had a impeccable record against home and away and dispose of them early, or would you let – and then I think Miami's going to win in the first round. I don't know where they're going to match up because everyone's at 26, right? So I would rather take the Cavs in the first round knowing I have a 50-50 chance, I would say, if everybody's back or better, and then play Miami in the second round if they knock off a top team, or let it play out as is.
No, I mean, I want them to win their first round because then the more they play, Spike, the better the integration of their players back into the rotation. So I want them to beat the Cavaliers. I want if you're asking me from 1 to like the 10, I want them to finish 6th because I think 2 is now out of the question. No. I want them to have to face the Celtics in the finals. They're not going to beat the Celtics, and this way they go one round further than they did last year. And there's no guarantee that you're going to beat the Heat. They didn't last year. But I'll take my chances finishing 6th. Are you going to take your chances with, would you?
Yes,
I'm ready.
Some ones that will really make you think.
I'm going to fire it up. I'm going to do it.
It's going to be unbelievable. Peter, tell us about Dodge.
Hey guys, Peter for Security Dodge, Long Island Ram and Wrangler headquarters. Come get some. Right now, you can get, how about this, a 2023 Jeep Gladiator for up to 30% off MSRP. That's right, up to 30% off MSRP. Don't forget about their 7-year, 100,000-mile certified pre-owned warranty on all certified pre-owns, all during the Jeep Celebration event. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN. It's uncomfortable.
No, I don't think I could.
Really?
But she's a total smoke show.
At times incriminating.
Well, hold on.
Let's not be rash.
Let's not be, Don, hold on, but don't answer yet.
And a Michael K. Show favorite.
Michael, you're such a child.
It's the Would Ya Game.
We play it off the air all the time. The Would Ya Game. All right, here we go. This is a fun one at the beginning. It's really, it takes some deep thought. Would you take a trip to Mars, which I think takes 2 years, and then coming back another 2 years?
I got too many jobs.
For $500 million.
Mm.
Or not do it and get nothing. Just live your life the way it is. You'll be away from your family
for
4 years. Yeah,
that's why if I were single and unattached, just to be able to see, to be in space, to see Mars.
The $500 million doesn't.
$500 million. No, but again, I'm sacrificing 4 years away from my family. I'm 56 years old. I come back at 60. I miss my kids from 6 to 10.
Let me help with the math there.
But boy, they're
wealthy. Probably wouldn't even remember me.
Well, you could Zoom them.
Zoom's an option.
How do we know that?
No, I can't do it.
You could talk to NASA. I'm sure you could talk to Nancy.
I can't do it.
No, I can't do it.
I got to pass.
Is there a number, a billion?
What's the difference between 500?
I don't know. A billion means you get 500 million. 500 million means you get 250.
No, I can't do it.
All right.
By the way, why are we being taxed in this fantasy?
Would you choose to die within the next month or live forever, but anyone you touch dies instantly?
Oh, my God. That's very morbid. So
can you be sure that you'll never touch anyone?
I don't know. I mean, you could just like be walking on Columbus Avenue and somebody can inadvertently bump into you.
Now, what would hurt the family more?
Because you'd never be able to touch your
children. So I'd never be able to touch my children. I'd live a long life. And then I'd, no, because I'd live forever and I'd see them die. No, end me in a month. They'll get over it.
Yeah, I think you got to take the month.
Really? I'll take forever.
Of course you would.
Yeah. But then what kind of father are you? You can't even dance with your daughter at her wedding?
Yeah.
Stand there like a ghoul in the corner?
No, like John Travolta.
And then God forbid somebody comes over to you and you inadvertently shake their hand and then they just turn to dust in front of you. Now you're a murderer.
Well, no, he would like that part. He'd weaponize it and he'd do things like he'd show up at the Barrett Sports Summit next week and just start shaking hands with people he hates.
Well, oh yeah. I backslap a lot of people.
Oh, good to see you, pal.
Boom, dead. Would you rather bite the head off of a live gopher or eat the carcass of a dead pigeon?
Bite the head off. I gotta go pigeon.
The path of least resistance.
I've eaten dead birds. I've never bitten the head
chicken parmesan.
Yeah, I've never bitten the head off of a mammal. I gotta eat the pigeon.
But the thing is that the was the gopher, you said?
Yeah.
He's alive. I'm sure it's gonna bite
back. Yeah. No, I can't do that.
Aussie survived.
He's gonna be like
What's the lawyer? D'Agostino.
Bite back. Would you rather chew a piece of a toenail off a filthy man's foot?
Oh, Jesus.
Or thoroughly lick his unshaved armpit?
You know what? It might be time to put a...
I would lick the unshaved armpit.
Over the toenail chew?
Yeah, there's a lot going on. And he said it was filthy.
I'm going toenail chew.
Do you know I had a... I'm not going to mention anything.
I'm chewing toenail.
Went to high school.
I'm the toenail chewer.
With a guy. He was on my baseball team. Went to his house one time to hang. He was in his room. He was taking a shower, so I was getting ready to go out, and I was just like sitting on his bed. Wait, he had like a bowl, and in that bowl was like
toenails?
Every toenail he ever clipped in his life that he saved.
And what the? Did you continue to be his friend?
No, we kind of lost touch.
Okay, yeah, okay, good job.
All right, so here's here's some woodjas from our listeners.
There's meat here. There's girth.
I want the ones you read to us off the air. Please.
Peter Ontivero says, Michael, would you rather get knocked unconscious and mugged or take your rabies shots again? I'd rather take the rabies shots.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Those are brutal.
But
shot nine tomorrow.
But the fear of, you know, getting just... The fear of getting just punched in the face.
Also the whole violation of it, right?
Yeah. No, you don't want to be violated.
Peter also says it's his wife and sister's birthday today.
Well, happy birthday.
Can we send some birthday wishes to my wife, Danielle, and my sister, Kristen? No, we can't. But thanks for asking.
Danielle and Kristen, happy birthday. I'm surprised Michael didn't offer to, you know.
Want as long as you live and live as long as you die.
Well, no. Yeah,
whatever.
May the lights go out on Broadway. You got it wrong.
I know. May you never want as long as you live and live as long as you want, but we were given the half-assed one, so I was trying to change it up.
Matthew Del Greco, would you rather have 1 year where all of the teams you root for win the championship but never again in your lifetime, or all of your teams eventually win one at different times but maybe not for many years?
Say it one more time. It was too convoluted.
No, would you rather have 1 year all of the teams you root for win the championship but never again in your lifetime?
Yep.
Or all of your teams eventually win one at different times but maybe not for many years? I'll take the latter.
Yeah, you got to take the latter. Because, listen, I was fortunate enough to have the Giants and Mets both win in the same year.
Sure you did.
Now, I didn't have to wait long for the Giants. It was 4 years later they won again. Still waiting on the Mets. That was a really cool year. I graduated high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Mets win the World Series. And then the Giants win the Super Bowl. That's a pretty good
one. All your freshman year of college?
Yeah. Because I graduate, and the Mets are in this middle of an amazing season. And then...
Did you go straight to Ramapo?
Yeah.
So you're a freshman.
I'm a freshman
at Ramapo. Traveled through Europe.
No, but... But people do take a year off.
Not you.
You don't,
not
me.
Not you.
You don't,
my
you don't father see, was not going to
You don't see Mr. LaGreca sending him to Europe for a year?
No, I do not.
Explore. Put on a beret. Go explore a little bit.
Go to college or get a job. That's what he said. Let's go. After the graduation.
By the way, I think it's nice that he included go to college as an option.
You wouldn't have
been shocked if he said you're going to work at the pizzeria.
No, the PSE&G.
Right, or right to PSE&G.
The place has closed since then. But there's a place over on Golfville Road in Hawthorne called The Balcony Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we always would go. That's where our repasses were when somebody died. That's where we'd go after my high school graduation,
that's where
my college
tear
graduation.
Pizza boxes. Mm-hmm.
That was, they didn't serve pizza. Okay. It was like general food, but it was nice. And I think it was like, after I graduated from high school, we go to the Balcony. And I think right after, it's like, all right, you know, college or get a job. There was no take a year off. Dad, I'm going to backpack around Europe. No.
Yeah.
And I went right to Rambo because the baseball tryouts were coming up in a few weeks. So I had to go.
How to work out the tryouts?
I got cut.
Yeah.
No, it was, no, listen, it was not nothing. But the thing is that.
Did you make first cuts?
I the three guys from Army transferred and I got cut, but I was proud of my experience. I rang it out.
He's really been anti-military ever since then.
No, I walked right into the radio station and
that was it.
The rest of everything changed. So freshman year, Giants win. That was a heck of a run.
This is from Kim Galvin. This is the last one.
Okay,
you're getting older.
That's true.
You want to downsize your home. You find the perfect apartment, condo, townhouse. That is exactly what you're looking for. Love it. You and your family love it. Unfortunately, they don't allow pets, Would you give up Butter, Rocky, Bear, Mr. Orange to get your perfect last house?
No. Well, you know my... I mean, why? That wasn't for me. So, Michael, she knows.
Come on.
Kim knows better than to even ask me that.
I don't think I'd give up Butter.
Really? No. Look at you.
I love Butter.
You've come a long way.
Yeah. I mean, a cat you give up in a second, right?
But what if your sister said, I'll take care of Butter?
If I do... No, I wouldn't trust you with Butter.
No, your sister.
Oh, that's...
You wouldn't... First of all, you wouldn't trust me with Butter. That's... I wouldn't ask because you got the cats. They have no use for a dog.
Butter would eat the cats.
But your instinct was to not trust me with Butter. Nice. But your sister.
And by the way, no hesitation.
Yeah. If it was the perfect place, I'd let my sister take her. Yeah. And I see her all the time.
But you wouldn't let somebody else, like your brother. If your brother lived close by. What if your brother lived close by? What if you found the perfect house?
I don't know if you're aware of this, Don. I've already experienced the time in my life when someone very close in my life wanted to have Bear live with them, and I said no.
No, but you didn't let me finish.
Go ahead.
So, but the apartment that you find is like across the street from where your brother lives.
Oh.
And your brother will take the dog. Now, it won't stay at your house, but you get to see him.
No, I need him in my room.
Okay. No, that's
need him in my room.
Beautiful. When we come back, we have a special guest we haven't talked to in a while.
Hold
the champ.
Buster Douglas?
Yeah, Buster only.
Ah.
Yeah. We're going to have the champ on, so that's going to be fun. Boy, was he active tweeting today. That's why I wanted to talk to him. Really interesting stuff he said. Hey, to hit a home run, everything needs to line up perfectly. No different than finding the person you want to marry. When the time comes to propose, do what I did. Visit the engagement experts at London Jewelers. They'll make shopping for a ring easy and help you hit it out of the park. Let them help you pick or design the perfect ring to fit any budget from their 2 by London collection. London Jewelers is committed to getting it just right. So visit London Jewelers today at any of their 7 locations, including Americana Mall and the Mall at Short Hills. Mention that I told you to stop by and you'll get the Michael K. treatment.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.